This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Jackie. Welcome. We're so glad you could be here. How's everybody doing? Emily is distraught.
Yeah, I'm a little off. Not only, we haven't recorded, we took a week off.
Yeah.
So I feel a little off that way, but...
Not only did we take a week off, but we're also not recording at our normal time either.
Yeah, that too. Everything is just a little wonky right now.
It is very willy wonky.
Yeah, I got a new phone over the weekend, and apparently not everything transferred, including my notes for tonight.
Which we are discovering right now.
Right now. I didn't look because I did these notes last week when we were going to record. Mm-hmm. So I haven't looked at them again, and apparently they didn't transfer to my new phone.
Yeah. So we're just doing a little callback to season 3.
Yeah.
Episode 138, notes or not.
Yeah.
So I'll do notes.
And I'm doing not.
Okay.
Let's see if I have any just information off the top of my head. I'll try to remember what I wrote down, but...
Excellent.
My mind is not there like it was back in the younger days of my life.
But you know what is there?
What?
Our Patronies.
They are there.
They're always there for us.
I hope so.
And we're going to give a special shout out to those of them that are at that shout out level, although we have many different levels, some as low as $1 a month.
So cheap.
You have that?
Yeah.
Come on.
And those shout out people are Chrissy.
Hex.
Vin.
The Teach a Dummy podcast.
Jonathan.
And Lindsay. Thank you guys so much. And if you would like to be a Patroni, please check out our show notes, where there are links to join. It is patreon.com/thegreenergrasspodcast. And we have multiple levels, starting at $1 a month, up to business level sponsors even. So
yeah,
stay tuned for the episode. We might have a little commercial in here for you.
Probably. Most likely.
Yeah.
And we should probably also give some love to our podcast network family.
That's right.
The Off the Tongue Podcast Network.
Yes.
We have Teach a Dummy.
We have Skate Ohio.
It's Funny That Makes It Okay.
They gave us a shout out in today's episode, by the way.
Aw, thanks, guys.
And we have the Pint Pals podcast.
Mm-hmm. And the original Copycats podcast, OCP.
Where are they?
I forget.
Oh,
just kidding.
Too bad.
Jolly old England.
And lastly, new to our network, we have the If I Only Knew Better podcast. So if you're interested in joining the largest active podcast network in Ohio that is now international,
yeah,
hit up our show notes for links to join.
Please do. It's fun over here. You're fun too.
Oh my God, you're fun.
I know. We have a fun week planned.
Yeah.
We have lots of activities together.
We have, obviously, recording tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We have a concert tomorrow.
Yep.
Tattoos on Wednesday.
Yep.
So it's good times.
I know.
Good times. Okay, well, let's get down to business of the episode. Do you remember what it is without your notes or?
I mean, I'm just going to throw something out there and see if you like it.
Okay.
Jackie, would you rather rock or rocky?
Ooh. Ooh-y. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Let's discuss.
Okay. So we're talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
mm-hmm.
better known as The Rock.
Right.
And Rocky Balboa, the boxer.
That's right.
Played by Sylvester Stallone.
Sly.
He is sly. Well, let's wait for pros.
Oh, okay.
Let's start with The Rock. What's some pros?
Iconic eyebrow arch.
Yes. Everybody knows his eyebrow.
Uh-huh.
The people's eyebrow. I don't know. He calls it the people's elbow, the pizza.
Ooh.
The people's.
The pizza, is that what The Rock is cooking? Is that what you smell?
Yeah. He's a very well-known wrestler and had a lot of awards, like WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. I had them written down, some of his awards, but I forget now. Do you have any?
I didn't, but I will say that he has recently, actually just earlier this month on the 17th mm-hmm. of March, was interviewed because he's rejoining the WWE. I'm not sure if that's... Just for a one-time event or...
Like fighting?
I guess.
Oh.
I probably should have looked into it more. But basically, they have tried to clean up the WWE a little bit and make it a little bit more family friendly.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he speaks with profanity and he's unapologetic about it. And in this interview, he was quoted as saying, "I'd rather be real." So he said, you know, you either accept me as I am or I'm not going to come back because I'm not going to change up my character.
Yeah.
So I love that.
He's real.
He's profane in the membrane.
He's real for a fake sport.
That's right.
I will say I used to watch wrestling. You did too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Shout out to my grandmother, my Gigi, Hex and Chanda's Nini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to watch wrestling with her all the time.
Yeah, I used to watch it too. I got on this kick when I was in my early 20s, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually do know. I worked at Fridays as a hostess, TGI Fridays, anybody? Mm-hmm. And the bartender was all into wrestling and he'd put on Monday Night Raw or whatever it was called. And when I'd work and I would just like, we were slow on Mondays usually. So I'd watch it with him and I got into it. And then we did the, like WrestleMania parties and stuff.
That's awesome.
But The Rock always cracked me up with his trash talk. He always had the funniest trash talk when it was before a fight. You know how they do the whatever.
Yeah.
He's really funny, too.
Well, speaking of wrestling fans, shout out to Chrissy, who's a big wrestling fan as well. And she is one of our patronies, and we love her.
Chrissy, who's your favorite wrestler? Do you know?
Well, I know Miss Elizabeth was her favorite.
Okay.
But I don't know. Male-wise, Randy Savage, maybe?
Yeah.
Let me know.
Old school.
I'm a bad friend.
How dare you not know your friend's favorite wrestler?
I know. I'm the worst. Well, one thing that I had as a pro is that The Rock is his persona, but it's also his name. That was literally his nickname growing up. So it's not just like a stage name for the event. And he's actually named after his dad, whose nickname was Rocky.
Yeah.
But not the Rocky we're about to talk about.
Yeah. I found that out when I was doing my research. It was in my old notes somewhere. It's gone forever now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah.
For his dad.
As a person, he is an incredible philanthropist, and he's very good to his fans.
And not only to his fans, but he has the Dwayne Johnson Rock Foundation, and then he donates to a lot of charities, especially for kids. The Kid Wish Network, Make the Difference Network, Starlight Children's Foundation.
Damn.
So he does a lot of charity work, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
Especially because he's just known as like this tough, mean guy as The Rock, but he's really a gentle giant, I guess, right?
Yeah. My last pro is he's an awesome girl dad. He's like very proud to be a girl dad. And he's posted like videos of him like doing their hair. And just, I think that's cute.
It is cute. Good job, The Rock.
And also he has a very athletic physique.
Yeah, he's very fit.
Yeah.
And built.
Yeah.
And he shows that off in the ring. He barely wears anything.
Yeah.
He just has like basically black underwear on.
Yeah.
Isn't that
why does it gotta be black?
Well,
you know what they say.
You know what they say about a man with black underwear.
I don't know. Hides his shirts.
Oh my gosh. And a personal pro for me is he was voiced in a Disney movie in Moana.
Yeah.
Maui. He was Maui. And it looks like The Rock, too.
Yeah,
so
it does. It does.
The character.
Shall we move to cons?
Yeah.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
My number one con, and I think that this is probably the biggest and most important con.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend hates him.
Well, they know who I'm going to pick.
I mean, guys, I don't know. Rocky Balboa wasn't in a Disney movie.
That's true.
Save it for the cons.
This may change by the end. I may end up loving him. Yeah, my number one was, I don't like his face. I don't know what it is. I know people love him, but every time I see him, I'm just like kind of cringe.
Mm-hmm.
When he plays in movies, I know we're talking about The Rock, but just him in general. When he plays in movies, it feels like the same character. Oh, yeah, he was in Jungle Cruise, too. That's another Disney, sorry. But I don't know. Something about him gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend feels the same when I met him. Because everybody I tell, they're like, what?
Yeah.
We love The Rock. And I told Ryan one night, I was like, I got to tell you something. I don't like The Rock. And he's like, I don't either. I'm like, soulmate.
Right, obviously. I mean, That's the only match you need.
It's like you with the Handmaid's Tale girl.
I know.
You don't like her face.
I cannot stand it.
It's like that.
It is uncomfortable for me to look at her.
That's how I am with The Rock.
And here's the thing. I don't really know why. I understand and I can appreciate that people think she's pretty. I don't.
I don't think she's exceptionally pretty. She is a little strange looking, but I love that show so much and her character. Yeah. Actually, she's kind of a bitch in the show, but I don't know. I don't have that feeling, but that's how I feel about The Rock. So.
Yeah. Well, I kind of have that he's typecast, which you kind of said that he's always the same character. But to add to that, I said he's kind of a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
Like that eyebrow, that's his look.
Yep. The eyebrow, the tough guy, mm-hmm. just like, I don't know. I also hated, he wasn't my favorite wrestler either because The Rock, but because I remember his face.
Mm-hmm.
He talks in third person and that drives me crazy when people do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a con.
So another con for me is his catchphrase. That doesn't make sense. That would make sense like if your name was The Chef.
I know. What? That's so true.
I don't like it.
And the way he says it, he puts like an emphasis on the L's of smell.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I don't either.
Like the catchphrase itself doesn't bother me, but it bothers me that it's his.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't seem to fit.
It doesn't
for
fit.
Me. It doesn't work.
I guess like, yeah, why is he, what's he cooking?
I don't know.
He had a lot of funny terms. He called people jabronis.
Yes.
Which was this big thing. And then he'd always say something about stick something up your candy ass.
Yes.
Candy ass. Candy ass, though. Yeah, his sayings were a little funny.
I also have, and I'm sorry, I might get a lot of hate for this.
Uh-oh.
The Fast and the Furious franchise.
Ugh. Yuck.
It's just,
I didn't even watch any, and I say yuck. I think I saw the first one.
Yeah, Steve and I saw the first one, maybe even the second one, but now that there's 99 of them.
Yeah, for real.
I'm just not interested.
How are there so many?
I don't know.
I feel like Fast and the Furious is kind of like the Nickelback of movies.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a guilty pleasure. You don't want to tell people you've seen it.
Yeah, and you used to like it, and now you're like, no.
Right.
I don't watch that shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nickelback fans.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
And Nickelback, if you're listening.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Do you smell what the Nickelback is cooking? Look at this photograph.
Oh, man.
All right. I have one left.
What do you have?
That he's somewhat one-dimensional.
Yeah.
So that even when he is breaking apart, you know, from his typecast role, like, mm-hmm. so, you know, his big movie was when he was in The Mummy, which PS yes. CGI, and that was terrible, so there's a con
yeah,
for you.
True.
But and then the Jungle Cruise, I almost said Jungle Book.
I couldn't even watch it, and I love Disney, but I was like, I just can't do it.
When he was in the Jungle Cruise, and you know, these are all like different types of movies, you know, like, so you've got your action, your comedy, your family movies, whatever. Mm-hmm. Even still, the character just doesn't feel like he quite belongs in that role.
Yes.
It's almost like he was the understudy and the actual guy's gone, and they're just like, well, I guess we got to smell what this guy's cooking.
Yeah. He's a jabroni.
Jabroni.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was saying, like, when I feel like all his roles are the same, mm-hmm. too, because he's just this big wrestler.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard for him to probably play different characters where it's not this big tough guy, but it still comes across as that, mm-hmm. you know? So.
And it's hard to take him serious when he's playing a softer character. Like, was it called the Tooth Fairy, the one?
Yeah, there was something like that, yeah.
And obviously that's kind of like meant to be funny, mm-hmm. but it was also just so cheesy.
Yeah.
And it didn't read like, for me, if, like Bruce Willis playing the funny guy, mm-hmm. Paul, in Friends.
Yeah.
Like, Bruce Willis is an action star, but he pulled off the sensitive funny.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel forced. So.
Yeah. I feel like he's just not a great actor.
Yeah.
Like he's a wrestler to me. And I don't know. Yeah. He's never going to be like a Leonardo DiCaprio or Ryan Reynolds.
Well.
Just had to throw out my favorite actors.
Are we done with this jabroni?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move off his candy ass.
Well. Before we move off, of this jabroni, let's talk about a patroni. A business patroni.
Yeah.
We have Nathan Collins up in Mansfield as our business sponsor, and yeah, we would love for you to hear a word from him.
Yeah, check it out. Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Nathan has a deal for you. Good credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem.
Nice.
Come pick out a shiny new ride and keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the car.
What? The life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your new set of wheels starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and buy a new car from Nathan, you're going to get $100 cash money in your pocket.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's not all. You'll also get a lifetime unlimited powertrain warranty on new cars.
Mm.
Nathan has got you covered. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today at 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
All right. Ready to get your boxing gloves on? Rocky Balboa. What's a pro for that dude?
So the entire concept of Rocky is an extension of who Sylvester Stallone kind of fancies himself. Like, mm-hmm. So he wrote everything. He is Rocky.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's really cool that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. And that movie got so many Academy Award nominations.
Mm-hmm. It did.
And wins, too, I think.
I know. I think it did. I know definitely nominations, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty sure it won.
I think it got like seven nominations.
Actually, yeah. I remember now from my notes, I wrote down it was the most Academy Awards.
For a single movie?
For a single movie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like seven.
I think it was seven.
Yeah.
Seven. Yeah. My pro for Rocky is he was trained so classically outdoors, mm-hmm. the old-fashioned way. I don't know. There's just something commendable about that.
Yeah. Shout out to our patroni, Jonathan, who just today posted a Facebook memory of him at the top of the Rocky stairs. Mm. So
there's a pro. He has that statue and mm-hmm. the stairs in Philadelphia.
I went and stood there, too.
That's right. I remember.
It was pretty cool. I put that he is persistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when he gets knocked down.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
You're never going to keep me down. So not in the movie, but they allude to it in the movie that he got his ass beat 20 times before he even made it to the ring. But he just never gave up.
Yeah.
Never gave up.
He doesn't give up.
He don't quit.
He don't quit, won't quit, can't quit. He is a loving husband. He loved his wife so much.
What was her name?
I forget.
Yo, Adrian.
Yeah, something like that.
And a father. A husband and a father, not a wife.
No, he was not a wife.
But he was always so sweet. Like, he just, I don't know, his characters look shy mm-hmm. and sweet and just sincere,
yeah.
I guess is the word.
I feel like his outside of the boxing ring mm-hmm. persona is very understated and unassuming.
Yeah.
And then when he gets in the ring, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. He's a badass.
Yeah.
He is a badass. Mm-hmm.
Sly as a person
mm-hmm.
had a very famous feud with Arnold Schwarzenegger and they squashed it. And I think that, honestly, I think that that's really impressive mm-hmm. because, you know,
I don't remember this feud.
The feud, like, was, well, because they were both trying to be action stars.
Okay.
And, you know, we had Rambo and the Predator.
Yeah.
And they were kind of being pitted against each other. Mm. I feel like in the celebrity realm, a feud will get you more attention.
Yeah.
Because your name is always going to be out there. And, you know, it was very big of them to just put that aside. And then they went into business together and they opened up Planet Hollywood, the restaurant chain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Bruce Willis.
That's right. It's all coming back to me now.
I just have one left and it's just his legacy.
Yeah.
He's just a legend. And, you know, they're still making Rocky movies. Mm-hmm. It's actually rumored that they're going to make another one.
Yes.
And I just, again, I know Rocky Balboa is not a real person, but if he were... He's had like this huge, lengthy career, and then he parlayed his craft into teaching others. And it's just, I love that so much.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my last pro is I like that he didn't always win in the movies.
Yeah.
So it was more realistic.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the good guy wins in every fight. That would have made it a little boring. So
yeah. When I was a kid, we were watching Smurfs once, and I asked my dad how come Gargamel never wins, because bad guys win in real life.
Oh.
Yeah. Deep.
Gargamel's a dick.
Yeah. Anyway.
We should do an episode about Gargamel or
Azrael, his guy.
Yeah.
Azrael Abyss.
Forgot about him.
Oh. Okay, should we move on to cons?
Yeah.
His voice is pretty fucking annoying.
I know. Did you know? I didn't know he was born with a issue.
I did not know this. Yeah. Now I feel like an ass.
I did too. Because my number one con was mumbling, like his mumbling voice.
Yeah.
So I was reading something about him and it said he was like a nerve issue.
Oh, shit.
Like was severed at birth in his vocal cords. Something. I don't know. Something. And I could, again, I had it all written down. I'm going to stop saying that. That's annoying. But
take a drink every time Emily says she had it written down.
Sorry. But
speaking of drinks, The Rock had it.
The Rock, I think, had a tequila.
Anyway, go on. Sorry.
So, or has a tequila brand. Yeah. So he was born with this problem and he used to get made fun of.
Oh, shit.
So that is, I guess.
This off my list.
No, here. Because it's still annoying to hear.
Yeah.
But I guess that could be a pro that he still made it in acting.
Yeah.
With that voice.
Yeah, that's true. Because
you'd think casting people would be like, yeah, this guy can't even fucking talk.
Right.
So, but yeah, the voice.
Yeah. Cheesy movies.
Over the Top. See, I love that movie and I will fight people.
Stop Where My Mom Will Shoot.
But Over the Top, the arm wrestling movie, do you remember that?
Yeah. I was in it. I was the arm double.
Yeah, that was
that movie was over the top.
That was over the top. I'm gonna back up because I just remembered a pro.
Okay,
this might happen. Iconic music, Eye of the Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that music. People use it for running in. We used to use it in high school and basketball.
Yeah,
we'd run out to it.
Oh, my sister. We have home videos of her doing a dance to it.
See,
shout out Jill.
Yeah, it's like iconic music.
Yeah, it is.
And Kenny Loggins does the soundtrack for Over the Top. So. Not Highway to the Danger Zone, though. That's
right.
Top Gun. But he had another song in there, and I liked it.
That's true. But we are on cons.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. He fought even when Adrian begged him not to.
Yeah. And fucked himself up.
Yeah.
Like, bad.
I know. I saw. It's gross. His face looked like hamburger.
Yeah, and he was to the point where he was losing, like, brain function and stuff, like, near the end.
Yeah.
Like, he was really fucked up. Too many concussions.
Yeah.
And he just, yeah. So he overdid it.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, as a pro, he got his ass kicked 20 times before he started fighting professionally. And then Apollo Creed, Clubber Lang, fucking Mason Dixon, he got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, he did. As an actor, he had some scandalous lawsuits against him. Sexual assault.
Mm.
They were all thrown out, though. Mm-hmm. I want to believe him.
Okay.
But I don't know. We don't know the story. It said, like, someone was trying to get money from him. But he had a couple allegations against him for sexual assaults.
Yikes.
And I didn't know that about him.
I didn't either.
So, yeah. Mm. That's not good.
I just have one left. Oh, actually, I have two left. He had a lot of loss in his life.
Yeah.
Like, loved ones dying and...
Yeah.
Losing fights. Like he had a lot of sadness in his life.
Not only with that, but like just his life in general. He was, you know, poor, bad jobs. Mm-hmm. So until he got famous boxing and made it. But yeah. Man, when Apollo died.
I know.
That was so sad. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then what's his face? His dude.
Meredith.
You know, his buddy. His
guy. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what his real name's Meredith.
I can't think of his. I know it's not Chucky, but it's something like with a Marty, you know, something like that with an IE or Y. I don't know. I'm probably wrong. Look it up.
Mickey.
And his name. How did I not remember Mickey?
And his name is Burgess Meredith.
Well, we were kind of close.
We were there.
Yeah, Mickey, that was sad.
Yeah.
Adrian dies later.
Yeah. It's just, it's...
It is. It's sad. He was estranged from his son for a little bit. Like, he didn't, he wasn't the best. He was a good dad, but he just, you know.
In the newer ones where he is training Apollo's son, like, he's like a real cliche old guy. Like, he doesn't understand what the cloud is and like Wi-Fi and stuff, and he's just kind of like a bumbling.
It's because he's been smashed in the head so many times. Yeah, he is.
But shout out Felicia Rashad, she's in that movie and she's still a dime.
Yeah. The other thing from his personal Sylvester Stallone life, he was in a like softcore porn.
What do you mean soft? That doesn't sound very porny.
Is that the word? It was like,
yeah.
Or maybe it wasn't porn. It was like
Skinamax.
I want to say it was like on the stage too or something. Broadway, adult Broadway. Fuck, I don't know. Something like that, I swear.
Was it in your notes?
But that's probably, yeah, it was in my notes. It was probably in my prose too, actually.
Well, my final con, are you done?
Yeah,
my final con is that Sylvester Stallone, the actor, not all that famous anymore.
Yeah, what is he doing nowadays?
I mean, maybe another Rocky movie, but, you know, obviously he's older than The Rock.
Yeah.
But he's just not as...
relevant.
Yeah, so I think that if you were to go out into the public right now with a picture of The Rock and a picture of Rocky, I feel like more people would recognize The Rock.
Yeah. Okay, I just looked it up for you guys, because I know you're curious. Stallone had his first starring role in the softcore pornography feature film, The Party at Kitty and Studs.
Oh my God, I've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is that the one your mom was in?
Yeah.
1970. He was paid $200 for 2 days of work. He said he did it out of desperation because he was evicted from his apartment.
Damn.
So he's a little freak.
Well, you know what? That is a pro, because then he turned his life around, because it is kind of hard to make a serious name for yourself, or to make a name for yourself seriously as an actor after doing porn.
True.
So, okay. Well.
Oh, I had one more con. I just remembered.
What you got?
He trained in fucking Russia in the freezing cold.
Ugh, fucking. If he dies, he dies. Ugh. We say that all the time at the hockey games when they're like fighting.
Yeah. That. No.
Yeah.
That's all.
Hard pass.
Or even outside Philadelphia. Oh, those steps. Running up those steps. Are we done with the stuff?
Yes.
All right. So would you rather Rock or Rocky?
I gotta go Rocky.
Yeah.
I
wasn't sure what you were gonna go with.
I really wasn't sure either, but I don't hate The Rock. And I have seen a lot of his movies, but I have a special place in my heart for Rocky specifically.
Yeah.
I loved those movies as a kid. Mm-hmm. I still love them. So it's Rocky for me.
Yeah. Same.
Duh. So should we rock Rocky Paper Scissors for our for surprises?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I beat The Rock.
Good job.
I gave him the smackdown.
Whoa.
All right, would you rather every time you walk into a room, The Eye of the Tiger plays?
Yes.
No matter where.
Okay. I'm walking into a funeral.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Dun,
a funeral, dun, dun. A big meeting at work. Actually, that'd be funny. Bathroom. Or.
It is the thrill of the fight.
Or talk in third person all the time. Like, that's how you talk.
God. If you would have made it the Rocky theme, it would have been an easier choice. I would have picked that.
No, Eye of the Tiger.
God. Rising up. Is it the entire song or just the intro?
Just the intro, I guess. Maybe like the first line or two. I don't know. I can't remember how long it goes.
I'm just picturing my sister's dance. God, I guess intro. I'm gonna go third person. I really hate it, though.
I hate that too.
Was that what you're picking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily is definitely picking the third person.
That's
that'd be
a
just
good
way
one.
Too embarrassing. People would hate talking to me, but don't know.
All right. Well, it took me a while to come up with your would you rather.
Okay.
And in fact, I had my notes done, but I didn't have the would you rather. But then I was editing over the weekend, and I was editing our Fools or Rules episode.
Yeah.
Where I almost cried and threw up when you gave me a would you rather. So paybacks are a bitch.
Oh, no.
Emily.
I'm scared.
Would you rather have one tarantula crawl all over your body?
No.
Just one tarantula.
Naked body?
No, you can have clothes on.
Okay.
For 365 days.
What, every day?
Mm-hmm. Every day, one tarantula crawls all over you. All over you. Or one day, 365 tarantulas
what?
Crawl all over you.
I don't even know what that looks like.
Why don't you Google it?
No. Oh, my God.
So one tarantula every day for a year or 365 tarantulas once.
I'm quitting. This is an impossible choice. I'm going to have to pick the one day, even though that is nightmares for the rest of my life. But it's one day and I'll never have to do that fucking again. But a spider every day... I would be anxious every day of my life. No. Yeah. Or not every day of my life, but every day of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, 365 fuckers.
Me too. And you know what I just realized? The last time that I gave you a really bad would you rather and you cried, I let you slap me. And then the next week was the slap that the Chris Rock slap.
Or the Rock. Chris Rock. I know.
So this is all super full circle. We're calling back to old episodes.
I know, like, weird.
You know, we were worried this wouldn't go well. It's perfect.
I didn't cry this time, but I was like instantly started
uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, and I kind of sweat a little bit.
All okay, right.
Well.
Jeez. Jinx.
If I think of any more pros and cons that I feel are necessary, we'll put them up on Patreon.
Perfect. Perfect.
For grass clippings.
This was a fun episode. I remember when we used to record at night.
I know. It feels good.
It does feel good. It's nice. You know, we've had a lot of changes with our podcast over the years. The day we record, the time we record.
Mm-hmm.
We're having water tonight.
I know.
Who are we? We're so grown.
I know. We're all grown up.
But one thing will never change, and that is how much we love doing this mm-hmm. and how much we love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So please check out the show notes for links to all of our sponsors, our social media, all that good stuff. Spring is coming. It has sprung.
It has sprung.
Get a tank top.
Yes.
Sometimes it's still a little breezy. Get yourself a hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah. I just bought a new greener grass t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it's like my favorite t-shirt right now.
Our friend Bert has one of those.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I do too.
All right. I love you too.
Oh my. I love you.
And don't forget to check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.